A South Burlington woman named Nina Meyerhoff has been spending time in Poland, where she's trying to create a humanitarian institute next to the infamous Auschwitz concentration camp. John Kalish has this report.
Nina Meyerhoff has run special ed and gifted programs in Vermont schools. Meyerhoff ran a summer camp in Newfane for 27 years and started an organization called Children of the Earth, which encourages spirituality and activism. She's been to war zones around the globe, but didn't visit the Auschwitz concentration camp where her grandparents and several other relatives perished until 2014.
I had no intention of getting involved there, none whatsoever.
But Meyerhoff is starting what she's calling the City of Hope in buildings adjacent to the Auschwitz concentration camp. Her newly formed nonprofit, the One Humanity Institute, plans to create space for education and conferences, NGO offices, a hotel, and a restaurant in 11 former Nazi barracks that were used by the Polish military after the war. She says her proposal would be a counterbalance to the remnants of the concentration camp, which includes one of the most visited museums in Europe.
So you can imagine after walking through that horror show, you know, where you're going through gas chambers, etc., and then coming there to a place that's really calm and beautiful, a little cafe, and being able to sit and think about your experience. And then after you've had that experience, you don't know what to do with it. Well, what we're saying is you can transform that experience and carry it forward and make a difference in life.
In the last few years, Meyerhoff has made about 10 trips to the Polish city of Oswiecim, on whose outskirts the concentration camp is located. She and her partner, a Slovenian theologist named Domen Kočevar, have met with both the mayor of Oswiecim and the governor of the province it's located in. Meyerhoff says the governor has discussed the project with Polish Prime Minister Beata Szydło, who was born in Oswiecim.
We're doing a lot of relationship building. We want to walk lightly. Part of our design is that financially the town would benefit from our work, that there would be a percentage that would go to them. There'd be jobs. There'd be taxes.
Meyerhoff has enlisted the support of diplomats and celebrities.
Hello, this is Jane Goodall. The very word Auschwitz is synonymous with one of the darkest chapters of our human history.
Meyerhoff has also connected with Robert Smith, a former Wall Street trader who now runs a network of wealthy families and institutional investors committed to social change. Smith and Meyerhoff met earlier this year at a gathering of Nobel Peace laureates in Bogota.
She is one of the most tenacious individuals I've ever met in my life. And I could see that there was a chance that she could pull this off.
Smith says his company, Investment Community Visibility, plans to raise $3 million from philanthropists in his network to provide seed money for the Auschwitz project.
My goal with this is that there be light that comes into this place of darkness, and then that light is carried out to other people.
But despite its humanitarian intentions, Meyerhoff's project is likely to be controversial among Holocaust scholars and some Jewish organizations.
Auschwitz is a paradox. Auschwitz is the single most sacred, anti-sacred site in the world.
That's Michael Barenbaum, who served as the project director during the creation of the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington. Today, he consults on the creation of museums and memorials around the world, mostly for victims of the Holocaust. Barenbaum says that the barracks that housed SS guards are part of what makes Auschwitz a sacred, anti-sacred place.
I have a problem using it for anything other than telling the story of the crime. One has to always ask in such a situation, is this the most worthy use of so important a site?
But Nina Meyerhoff insists her proposed City of Hope will not affect the impact of visits to the former concentration camp.
No way do we want to take away from the experience of what people learn and viscerally experience when they go there.
Meyerhoff says she's hoping the proposal will be approved next year and that programs at the new City of Hope will begin in 2019. For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.